بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Peace be with you. We talked about being, and these were the first eight chronicles. And then we came to a new chapter, so to speak, which has to do with listening. And yesterday we talked about listening to ourselves. Beyond listening to ourselves, which is essential in our spiritual journey, it's also important to listen to the people around us, to our parents, our father, our mother, our wife, our husband, our children, and even the people around us within the community. To listen to what they are experiencing. And this is quite difficult to achieve when we are deep in our understanding of what does it mean to listen to somebody. To listen to somebody is not always to listen to what she or he has to say, or he or she is saying from our perspective, from our viewpoint, but from where they are living their life and experiencing their own reality. It means that you have to decentralize yourself, to decenter yourself from this reality in order to be able to look at them the way they are. It's very difficult when you have to do this with your own father, with your own mother, with your children, with the people that you love, your wife, your husband, because you are always at the center. I am listening to you. And then when you have to decenter yourself, say, okay, listen to them from where they are, with their life, their past, their wounds, and try to understand in which way. By understanding them, you are going to repair the reality of this relationship. Because to repair is not only to repair from where you are, is also to understand. And this is the very meaning of empathy. Empathy has to do with, okay, I'm trying to understand from where you are, what you're experiencing. And when you are used to judge or talk to people out of their function or their role in your life, you are the center. But to listen is sometimes to avoid being the center and to come to the reality of the others in order to understand what is their reality and in which way they are trying to do their best. And when you understand this, you understand that to listen means this real spiritual conversion, where you are not at the center and you are not the parameter of what is happening to others, but you have to try to understand from where they are. Try to do this with your father. Try to do this with your mother, your wife, your husband, your children, and you'll see that with this type of listening to them, you avoid being judgmental. And then you understand that it might be that I don't know everything about what they are experiencing, and that I may, from this reality, try to understand better, deeper, who they are and what they are trying to do with their own self. And with this is the very meaning of repairing, is the very meaning of loving, is the very meaning of understanding. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.